The remnants of Tropical Storm Odile will be the most important feature in the U.S. weather over the next few days. The system is currently over the northern part of the Gulf of California, but will be moving into southern Arizona as we go through the day today. And overnight tonight, we'll likely see some heavy amounts of rainfall in parts of Arizona over the next 24 to 36 hours. Some of that heavy rain will spread into portions of New Mexico as well. So why is that important for the Midwest? Because the system is expected to move east-northeastward into part of West Texas eventually and into Oklahoma, and a small portion of the tropical moisture aloft may work its way into portions of the Midwest as a cool front cuts through the region. Most likely, though, the core of the remnants of this storm will likely churn to the south in the southern plains, leaving most of the Midwest without a huge influence from this particular system. With that said, though, the cool front that cuts through the Midwest over the Friday through Sunday period will still generate some scattered showers and a few thunderstorms, and a small portion of the tropical moisture will work its way along the frontal boundary to help to produce a little bit of an enhancement on the rainfall. But no heavy rains will occur in the Midwest. We are expecting rain totals to run primarily a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch in general. But in the corridor coming out of Kansas and parts of Missouri into southwestern Michigan, there may be perhaps some 4 tenths to an inch and a quarter type of amounts of rain that occur, and this will take place as that frontal system moves across the heart of the Midwest, and taking place mostly on Saturday. The frontal boundary itself will likely lose some of its potential for producing precipitation as it gets further to the southeast. So as we get into Saturday night and early Sunday, a lot of a lot of the precipitation that's associated with this will likely begin to diminish, so that the lower eastern Midwest, in particular the Ohio River Valley, may not see a lot of rainfall from the event. On the other side of this coin, it still looks as though the southern U.S. plains will see repetitive shower and thunderstorm activity over these next few days as a result of the core of the remnants Odile being stuck in Texas and parts of Oklahoma during that period of time. Back into the Midwest, though, after this frontal system passes through the region, we should resume a dry weather pattern that will likely continue on into next week across the region, and another little shot of cooler air will try to come through the Midwest at some point next week, but most likely it's not going to have a great deal of moisture to work with. And so sometime at the end of next week, we may see another round of precipitation for the Midwest. That means that harvest progress over this next 7-day period is likely to be very good, with the exception of that period when that frontal system moves across the region here over the weekend. The temperature bias in the Midwest will also be favorable for drying down some of the crops out there and supporting their maturation. High temperatures today will be mostly upper 60s and 70s across a big part of the region, and as we go through the day tomorrow, we'll likely see a repeat of that with some cooler conditions in the Great Lakes region. It's actually going to be cold enough in parts of southeastern Canada to produce some frost and freezes in Quebec corn country, and maybe a little bit of frost in northernmost portions of southeastern Ontario's corn and soybean country, but I do not expect to see crop damage occurring in the soybean country. And it looks as though the temperatures will warm up additionally after that cold air mass moves through the region, so we'll see high temperatures in the Midwest rising into the 70s and 80s as we get into Saturday and Sunday. We'll probably see another little round of cooling take place so that the warmest air is suppressed southward. So in general, the low temperatures across the heart of the Midwest will certainly not be threatening over the next week. We'll look for a lot of temperatures in the 40s and 50s the next couple of nights, but 50s and 60s thereafter. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.